In Dallas, the formerly conjoined Egyptian twins continue their recovery. Last week, 2-year-old Ahmed and Mohammed Ibrahim, joined at the top of their heads, were successfully separated in an operation that lasted 34 hours. In May, Guatemalan twins, also joined at the head, were separated at UCLA. And in September, Nigerian conjoined twins were separated at Johns Hopkins. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports on why most of these operations take place in the United States.
After more than 24 hours of surgery, Ahmed and Mohammed Ibrahim's brains were still stuck together so tightly that when it came time to separate them, the neurosurgeons had to slowly peel them apart like two photographs that had fused together. But come apart they finally did, and Ahmed and Mohammed are now embarking on their new lives as separate human beings. The Dallas medical team has opted to keep a low profile while the boys are still in the early stages of recovery, but Johns Hopkins neurosurgeon Benjamin Carson, a leader in these types of separations, says it was a marvelous piece of work.
I would say that was an extremely complex type of craniopagus separation. It's the kind that 20 years ago would very unlikely be possible. This is really at the extreme edge of complexity.
Craniopagus twins are rare. Just about 2% of conjoined twins are connected at the head. Joining at the torso is the most common, but separating conjoined twins is never routine. When they are joined at the head, sharing circulation and brain, separation becomes diabolically difficult. The medical team in Dallas planned the surgery for more than a year. The data from multiple two-dimensional imaging studies, like MRIs and CAT scans, were combined to produce complex three-dimensional models of the boys' brains and blood vessels, models the neurosurgeons carried around with them everywhere, even on vacation. Carson says the advances in imaging technology are allowing neurosurgeons to push the boundary of what is possible.
You never know exactly what the vascular drainage patterns are and how they're going to change during the case. In a way, it's like diffusing a time bomb. If you cut the wrong wire, you got a big problem.
This foundation of neurosurgical knowledge is expanding from case to case. For example, the team in Dallas learned an important lesson from recent craniopagus separations in Singapore and Los Angeles. Those medical teams had decided to use a synthetic material to cover the twins' brains once they were separated. But that material appeared to cause infections that complicated their recovery. So in Dallas, they decided no synthetic material. Instead, they inserted tissue expanders in the boys' legs months in advance. That allowed them to harvest a muscle membrane called fascia lata. This fascia lata was peeled off the twins' leg muscles, and when the time came, used to cover their brains, and voila, no infectious problem so far. It is all enormously expensive, and the doctors and hospitals usually donate part or all of their time and cost. Dr. Jorge Lazareff is the director of pediatric neurosurgery at UCLA Medical Center. Lazareff says U.S. hospitals and their staffs are gaining a reputation worldwide for their generosity.
There is money everywhere. I believe that there is plenty of money in Italy and in Germany and everywhere else, but the conjunction of goodwill that you see so abundantly here in the United States is really amazing.
The next set of twins to undergo craniopagus separation are 18-month-old Filipino boys who are scheduled for surgery in New York City in a few weeks. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.